ahead of tonight's State of the Union and on the heels of the United Nations climate change report, a new analysis shows that clean energy investments from the Build Back Better Act would put the country on track to meet carbon emissions reduction goals. Compiled by Princeton University's Zero Lab, the report reveals that enacting the climate provisions of the trillion-dollar package would cut emissions by an accumulative 5.2 billion tons between now and 2030. Report co-author Jesse Jenkins says federal policy action is needed to meet these climate targets.
In addition to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, the set of energy investment and jobs proposals in the Build Back Better Act would also lower U.S. annual energy expenditures, helping to fight or counteract inflationary forces that are driving up costs for households and businesses across the United States.
The Princeton report also finds that Build Back Better would reduce household energy costs for New Yorkers by $100 annually. The future of the bill remains in peril as some Senate lawmakers say it's too ambitious and have criticized provisions such as paid family leave because of their cost. Shannon Hike Williams of the National Wildlife Federation says, combined with the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, the Build Back Better Act would help get the country close to its mid-century climate goals and help prevent the global environmental threats researchers warn about in the UN report.
They're essential, supported by the public, and would leverage infrastructure bill spending to get innovative technologies to market, restore ecosystems that boost resilience and suck up carbon, clean up legacy pollution, and position the U.S. for global competitiveness in the zero carbon economy.
The New York Climate Action Council recently released a draft scoping plan to help the state meet its greenhouse gas emissions reduction goal. Some measures include increasing the use of public transportation and electrifying heating pumps. Residents have 120 days from January 1st to submit public comments. I'm Emily Scott with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.